What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
We're on 98.5 Weekdays with Mike. Joining me in the studio is Adrian Munro from Richmond Wellbeing. Good morning, Adrian.
Great to be back.
Nice to have you in again.
Yeah, always good to be here.
We are going to continue on. This is an ongoing conversation, really, isn't it? We kind of don't really stop and start. It just continues through.
Yeah. Yeah, talking about purpose and the importance of having a sense of purpose in your life and what you're doing.
Love it. Back after this. Continue on, Adrian. Talking about purpose.
Yeah, so I guess what we're trying to do is focus on things that will promote good mental health and well-being day to day. And because we've talked about sometimes about when people need some support around their mental health and professional intervention, and that sometimes that's necessary, but it's really good when we can put structures in place that promote really good mental health and well-being. And we know that one of those things is having a really strong sense of purpose in things that you're doing in your life.
And everyday stuff?
Yeah, look, it can be a range. And so I kind of look at it and think, well, I have a really strong sense of purpose in what I do in my job. And I know a lot of people who do. I'm sure yourself, you'd have
Absolutely.
A great sense of purpose.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah. And anyone who's a teacher, anyone in healthcare, it's just a no-brainer. It's clearly apparent that they've got a really great sense of purpose. But, you know, sometimes people say, oh, well, I'm in a job, there's no real sense of purpose. I don't agree with that. You know, I think in any professional job you're in, you can find a sense of purpose, even if it's doing the best quality job and being the best colleague or employee. But people can have a sense of purpose in their family, in their community, in their personal life, things they're trying to achieve. So there are so many broad areas where someone can have a sense of purpose. And why it's really important is it motivates us, it inspires us, it gives us a sense of hope, a sense of achievement. We're working towards something that's really important, because I guess the opposite of a sense of purpose is just going through the motions.
Yeah.
And that's not a good place for people to be. It doesn't inspire and motivate and build a sense of hope when people feel like they're just going through the motions. And I guess to have a sense of purpose, we actually need to be proactive. It doesn't often happen that people, without any deliberate intention, you know, feel a strong sense of purpose. So it's something we need to be intentional about and actually plan for and make space for in our lives.
It's interesting because it is volunteering week this week.
Yes.
And I am sure that a lot of people listening, the volunteering numbers are massive. And if everyone stopped volunteering, the country would come to a halt.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's not often career or a paid work. It could be something, no matter where you're volunteering, a sense of purpose, making someone's life better. Even if volunteering.
Well, I mean, I've mentioned so many times here, but it's worth mentioning again, one of the best protective mechanisms for your mental health and well-being is being a part of a community group or a club where you volunteer.
Yeah.
And people say, oh, well, volunteering is just about giving back. Well, yes, it is. It helps the organisation or the club you volunteer for. But we know categorically, people who volunteer, they get a benefit themselves. And a great sense of them. I'm contributing.
Absolutely.
You know, we are social beings. We want to know that we matter and we make a difference. And when other people are relying on us, and you know, so many sporting clubs and community groups would not function without volunteers. And it's a great sense of purpose for people. You know what? I'm volunteering here. I'm coaching this under 10 team. I'm on the committee at my darts club, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is worthwhile because it makes a difference. And if it wasn't for me, this group, this club wouldn't operate. So, yes, volunteering is great for the group that you're volunteering for, but we get something out of it ourselves. And there's no shame in that. There's no shame in saying, I volunteer at this aged care facility or whatever it is, and saying, and you know what? And it makes me feel good. I get something out of it. There's no problem in saying you get something out of volunteering, because we know it's true.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and chat some more. Today, we continue about talking about purpose.
Yeah.
Just thinking back even with schools, a lot of the schools where our kids were at, I'd always volunteer.
Yeah.
Because it was a real sense of purpose.
Yeah.
Being on the school board, at the PNF, it was good fun.
Yeah.
But you actually felt like you had a sense of purpose.
Yeah, and the
making
kids, kids enjoy seeing the parents there and participating in the school and contributing. Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Well, Mike, you know, in preparation for today, I asked you to do a bit of homework and
see
if you'd be happy to share a time in your life that you felt a really strong sense of purpose.
I think that definitely relates for me back to when my daughter was in high school. and just being wanting to be part of the actual school community.
Hmm.
And so you put your hand up to be on the PNF, and then I continued on to be on the board, and felt like for the time that my daughter was at that school, I was making a contribution.
Hmm.
Initiated quite a few fundraisers. So so I set that up and got that going. We had it at the school. And so I felt that was my way of contributing back and actually making a difference in some of the funds that were raised over many years. In fact, I think what I initiated, I think is still going.
Leaving a legacy.
All these years later.
Yeah.
So, I think that's, there's been many times like that. I felt like I always want to contribute and be part of and make a difference. And a lot of it is volunteering.
Mm. Yeah. I agree. I probably shared many times the joy I get out of coaching junior cricket.
Yeah, often mention that.
Yeah, yeah, so I'll give a different example. When I swam to Rottnest solo 2017, 18 and 19.
Ooh.
And for those 3 years, probably 4 years when I decided to do it, I was so diligent in training, I was so dedicated to it, and I was just so focused all year round on that race. Mm. But felt really, and I still do feel a great, I'm part of the open water swimming community in WA, got lots of friends who do that, but just had a real purpose every time. It didn't matter if it was April or May and we were 10 months from the race. I thought, now I'm going swimming because I'm preparing for this. Yep. You know, I need to keep in shape, do this training. Then, you know, the October, all the races come out. Well, I'm penciling these in as part of my preparation. And just a great sense of purpose and achievement. And it's what, the actual race day is great in the sense of achievement, but it's the journey along the way and the sense of purpose that I had when I did that. So it can really look very different for different people. And absolutely, I guess that's the message for the listeners today, is that having a sense of purpose, it's going to look very different. And there's no point copying what I do or what you do. It's going to be very different for each individual, and it can be in any sphere of someone's life, having a sense of purpose.
Love to hear from you today. Let us know, 9313 0985. Maybe you've volunteered somewhere and maybe you've made a massive difference, changed someone's life. Uncle Cracker and Smile, you are on 98.5 weekdays with Mike. Adrian Munro, the CEO of Richmond Wellbeing, is with me. We continue our discussion about RAN mental health, and today we continue talking about purpose.
Yeah, so
good topic.
Look, as always, finishing with a challenge for the family listening today, to really be proactive and think about what is it that you can do in your life to increase your sense of purpose. And again, doesn't have to be anything that you or I have done or anything that your friends know. It can be totally individual to you. But I'd encourage you to look at your workplace, the work that you do. Can you find a strong sense of purpose there? Look, if you're a parent, there's a strong sense of purpose in being the best parent you can be. But also your contribution to the community. How can you volunteer? How can you get involved? If you've got any child in any sporting group or any club or any hobby, you've got a ready-made opportunity. And you don't have to be an expert in that. You can help out. All these clubs and groups are crying out for volunteers usually. But it could also be something you want to achieve. What do you want? Do you want to learn an instrument? Do you want to
learn a language?
Yeah, learn a language, run a marathon, whatever it may be. There is absolutely no one listening today who can say that there's no area of their life that they can find a sense of purpose. But the key is, as I said at the beginning, being proactive.
Yeah.
We don't want to just be going through the motions and just, one year after the other. We need to be proactive and we need to set ourselves some goals and targets and do it one step at a time, as we mentioned before. But let's think about a sense of purpose and drive that we can have in our life.
You may want to even just bake a really, really good cake.
Could be. Take it into your colleagues at work.
That's it. Yes, exactly. Yep. It doesn't need to be anything really incredibly amazing. Mm. It can be often the simple things.
Oh, absolutely can be.
A neighbour.
Yep. Yep. You don't have to be sitting here today thinking, okay, I'm going to climb Mount Everest.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. It can be a very, very small thing. Mm. Helping out your neighbour, mowing your neighbour's lawn. Could be anything big or small. And often with these things, it starts small and grows. So, it's about looking at what's right for your individual circumstance in your life and what's inside your control.
Good challenge. Good to put out there. There we go. We've got another challenge. I love it when you throw those challenges out, Adrian. Challenges me as well, which is really good.
Great.
We'll catch up in a couple of weeks.
Always great to be here. Thanks for having me.
My guest in the studio this morning has been Adrian Munro, the CEO of Richmond Wellbeing. Thanks, Rex, from Kingsley. The truth is that volunteering helps the community as well as the individual. Exactly right, Rex. Love to hear from you today. You can give us a call, 9313-0985. Maybe you're volunteering somewhere. Let us know what you're up to. Do you volunteer once a week, once a fortnight, once a month?
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.